Away we go.
Only one change at this point, Ken. Jarman coming in.
Yes. It was Jarman went back and played pretty well last week for the Magpies, and obviously we're disappointed to lose Ollie, but you know, as we said after the game, no risk policy with the way we look after our players. It's their long term futures that we have to be mindful of, and you know, Ollie at 20 is a long term player.
What's your plan for trying to cover him in the midfield? Obviously, there's a lot of contested footy in that.
Yeah, well, there's great opportunity I see in what's happened. Unfortunately for Ollie, the opportunity that's opened up now allows Andrew Moore and Youngie and Sam Gray, those type of players who last week showed that they've actually starting to improve in their football in that space. So they'll get more opportunities to own that spot, along with obviously we've got still a good amount of midfielders who can still play through there that are already in the side. So I just see it as an opportunity for some younger players. And Brendan Archie is another one that at some stage, hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll get an opportunity to play again as well.
How hard did he push to train and play? Did you have to sort of reeling back a bit?
He wanted to have a crack, to be honest, and we took that away from him, pretty much. I wasn't keen for Ollie to play, I've got to say. I value what he is for our football club too much for a short, very, very short-term gain, if there was any. I just didn't think it was the right thing to do, and it made it easy for Ollie on Wednesday. I said, mate, you're not going to try, you're gonna get it fixed tonight, and that's what we made.
You mentioned guys like Arch and Maury, these guys have now got a real opportunity to sort of stake their claim throughout the year. Are there any players you sort of feel like playing for their careers a little bit towards the year?
No, not really. I mean, AFL footy at this time of the year, there's always people. There's always bits and pieces that there'll be some people on the list who we're thinking, oh, gee, I've got to make an impact now. That's just reality. That's what happens. But I'm sure those people will be aware of themselves as much as anyone else, and with whatever games we've got left to go, it probably doesn't mean you save or you lose your career in three or four games of football. You've got to be balanced in your views in all those spaces, I reckon, and not just make a decision based on 1 week, 2 weeks.
And Monfrey's back to the sample. Is that just to freshen up, or do you need to see some stuff from him before he's allowed back in the scene?
Oh, no, we need him to play some more consistent football, and Gus knows that. Gus knows that he's he hasn't been in great form himself, and to his credit, he'll do whatever the team role we need, and we've asked him to play some defensive roles throughout the year. Sometimes that's hurt his own form, I think, and he'll go back. He's had that freshen up, mental freshen up and physical freshen up, and he'll come out and play really strong footy for the Magpies, as everyone should when they play in the Magpies.
Do you feel as though after what's been a pretty difficult year that you're finally getting some momentum?
Well, I think we've worked really hard to try and gather ourselves back up, and we haven't tried to patch over anything. We've actually gone for what we needed to do, and that was to look at the real things that were going on and some of the stuff that we were not handling as well as we would have liked. And I think we're starting to get ourselves back in a space where it doesn't mean we're going to play our absolute best football, but we've got some belief in what makes us work well, and we know that that they haven't changed that much, but we've just got to focus in on them really strongly.
How do you want the Western Bulldogs game ideally to play out? Take them on with that fast footy that they like to play?
I want to outscore them by a lot. That would be nice, but I don't want them to score 100 points or a lot of points, because we're a defence first team, and yes, we've had some games, and we've played two of those games at Etihad where both sides have scored 100 points this year, so we know it's a bit more difficult to defend on that ground. But if you're absolutely switched on, you can do both. You can actually defend it really hard, and then you can play some exciting football off that.
Do you prepare for the game differently knowing you're going to be at Etihad in the week leading up to it?
Yeah, we do. We occasionally do some, we train indoors. We'll train some indoor session this morning, but it's a very, very light session. But it's just more to give the boys an understanding that it's under roof. It is a bit of a different venue that we play at. Like when we play at night, we'll occasionally have an evening session. So we try to stimulate and make it very similar to what they might be faced with in the game.
What does Tom Jonas need to do to get back inside?
I'll just be consistent, play like a really strong defender, and impact games. That's what Tommy's always attention to detail is always really good. He's always in it for the team, which is a great credit to him. But he just needs to make sure. And his first game back against Sturt was pretty good. Last week the same. I think he's not too far away. We've named him as emergency. Obviously we rate Tom Jonas, and we're sure he'll be back in the side really quick.
Who are you taking as the travelling emergencies?
I'll take Darcy Byrne-Jones over with us as a travelling emergency to give him some experience around the team. We're in a really healthy state. We don't think that we're going to obviously need Darcy, but if we do, he'd be there, and we could certainly get through today's training. We've also got, as I said, Tommy and Carl as emergencies if we need them. But at this stage, because the Magpies are going to play tomorrow, we'll look to only take one of them over.
Is he going to be he very close to breaking into the side? Because we've seen a lot of his speed in the SA as well.
Look, he's got some stuff to still work on, Darcy. There's no doubting that. And I said that to him this week. I don't want you to feel like this is absolutely, you're ready to play AFL football. But sometimes, you know, giving them a look around what it looks like is really good for them and gives them some more experience that they don't actually get, you know, in a normal week. So we're hopefully he'll get some growth out of the experience. And if we need to play him, we know that his form's been pretty solid in the sample, that we could give him a game if we had to.
Have the various injuries and the occasional form drop been a blessing in disguise to try to get some games into some of the younger players?
Yeah, there's always some good in bad, you know, and that's what we look at. We look at Archie, we look at Cleary, you know, we look at those blokes getting games, Sam Gray. You know, there's a number of those boys who have had opportunities, Carl Amon. So that's the good, is that we've actually been able to get some games into those blokes. You know, unfortunately, if you ask me, I'd like to have our absolute best team playing in their absolute best form, and we'll be performing at our absolute best.
Do you expect they'll be back pretty soon, or do you take an equally cautious
with
him as well?
Yeah, equally as cautious with Bobby. Personally, I don't think we'll probably see Bobby back. Will I say for the year? I'm not sure. But I don't think we'll see him back until, you know, last round or two, if that was the case. And if there's any doubt again, we just won't make that decision, and we'll continue on, because Homsch and Trengove and Cleary and O'Shea and, you know, all those blokes that have been playing down back will still do their jobs well.
Is this hip thing he's got related to his back problem he's been managing for a while now?
No, a bit separate, but the hip thing's, you know, it's a separate thing. It's just basically a bit of you know, wear and tear as from a football season that's come about, and, you know, he's grinded to a halt a little bit, and we're trying to get him to get over that, but it's not a simple one.
Ken, there's been more media reports overnight about Charlie Dixon supposedly wanting to reunite with you at Alberton. Can you shed any light on that?
Or... Nah, it's funny. Club of destination is good, but what happens is you get linked to everything, and you know, if you sit here and you start to speculate on it, it just becomes crazy, and I'm not going to do that. We're not going to be a football club that talks about all that stuff. It doesn't get you anywhere. And, you know, from our point of view, we've got a list management team that works really strong all year round, not just in the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season when all this stuff starts to rear its head. And we keep that where it should be, and that's inside our footy club.
He's a good player.
Who, Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen him for a while. I've been away for 3 years, I think, from there. So I'm sure he's a very good player for the Gold Coast.
Yeah. At what point do you have a big involvement with the recruiting side of things? Do you wait until the season's over, or do you keep in contact the whole way through?
Oh, no, we're always having discussions. Every club does, all the way through the season. So you've got to keep your eye on what's going on, what's not going on. You've got a forecast, predict, all those things you have to deal with. So, but that's not unusual. It's just the media at this time of the year put it on the table a bit more, I reckon, and they want to talk about something else.
There's a bit of chatter out of Melbourne that Lobe's going to be the one that's sort of traded out, but he's obviously really important to the club, isn't he?
It's not even worth commenting on.
Yeah.
He's a vice-captain of our footy club.
Have you gone back and revisited the round 10 match against the Bulldogs? And
yeah, we do. We do all the time when we play an opposition. It's only 8 weeks ago or 9 weeks ago that we played the Dogs, and it was a really tough game of footy. You know, we just got them later in the game, basically, but it was a really solid game of football. I think there's something like about 8 or 9 changes to their team from that game. There's about 6 or 7 from our team. So even though it was only 8 weeks ago, both sides are completely different. You know, so the structure and the way the game will play will be, I think, significantly different, and because of the venue as well.
I think that was the game Boakey grabbed the boys after the match and on the field and gave them a bit of a rev up after the game. Will you revisit that or show the boys that?
No. Travis is captain. He's got some responsibilities to lead the team, and he does that really well.